We got a pass.
It's after four, so we're going to go ahead and get started. The mayor's with us on Zoom. She asked me to go ahead and conduct the meeting. She's going to be participating with us. She's not feeling well, so we're going to go ahead and get started with our invocation from Laura Fairchild with the
Baha'i
faith.
The St. George Baha'i community. I just want to remind you first that coming up November 18th is the Crop Walk. This starts out at St. James Park. And this one I chose, who knows why, Assistance with Tests. Oh, our Lord, our beloved, our desire, befriend us in our loneliness and accompany us in our exile. Remove our sorrow. Cause us to be devoted to thy beauty. Withdraw us from all else save thee. Attract us through thy fragrances of holiness. Cause us to be associated in thy kingdom with those who are severed from all else save thee, who long to serve thy sacred threshold, and who stand to work in thy cause. Enable us to be one of thy servants who have attained to thy good pleasure. Verily, thou art the gracious, the generous. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I forgot to mention the Interfaith Council, so thank you for that reminder on the crop walk. So, thank you for being here. I've asked Greg to lead us in the pledge.
If you'll please stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance along with me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Jimmy has that now.
iPhone number two.
It may be that. It may be the attorney.
We need a check.
Oh, I thought he was attending via Zoom.
No.
Oh.
I don't know who that is.
That's
yeah. Okay. So I guess right off the bat, we need to. We need to adjourn to a closed meeting.
Yes.
For a discussion of.
Litigation and
property acquisition
and personnel.
So moved.
Second. So a motion by Danielle, a second by Greg. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so who needs to be in here and who's